Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here.
2:30 a.m., 4:29 a.m.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I'm in a towel, shaving cream on my face. And so I stepped back. I said, gentlemen, okay, please come in. I went in the bathroom thinking I'm going to put something on. I get in and I realize there's nothing to put on.
You see what's going on here? No bumps. There's no jockeys.
Oh, it'd be so.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And it's just another day here in COVID world. We have so many stories to get. I'm just gonna run down them, like, you know, just to go over them, give you the headlines. If you haven't seen it, a group at Mass General Brigham's Hospital has filed a federal lawsuit. You know, that didn't do much good for the State Police Association of Massachusetts, the State Police Union. It didn't do much good for the Correctional Officers Union. Don't know how much good it's going to do the hospital workers, but they're saying that, you know, they're not saying we don't dispute the vaccine mandate, because, you know, all the judges are deep staters, so they can't dispute the mandate. But they're saying, what about our religious exemptions? I don't think that's going to get them too far. I hope I'm wrong. But here we have other stories from the West Coast. Washington State fires football coach Nick Rolovich for assistance for refusing state-mandated COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Jay Inslee. I think the coach should say what the state trooper said the other day when he left the job in Washington State. Governor Inslee, you can kiss my gluteus maximus. So he's gone, the coach of a Washington State football team. Approximately 200 employees of Washington State ferries remain unvaccinated yesterday, the deadline for state workers to be fully vaccinated. I'm fired, said ferry deck crew member Christopher Anderson. It's really too bad. I wish they'd have a change of heart. Chief Engineer Craig Henriksen has notched 23 years with the state ferry system. It's a career he planned to retire from, but instead it's being cut short. One I mentioned yesterday, thanks to vax mandate, Los Alamos National Laboratory scientists face mass firings. Workers at one of the nation's premier nuclear weapons laboratories face a deadline Friday, be vaccinated or prepare to be fired. That was last Friday. A total of 114 workers at Los Alamos National Laboratory, the birthplace of the atomic bomb, are suing over the mandate, saying exemptions have been unfairly denied. Sounds like what they're doing at the Mass General. Appeals court. This is in Michigan. Appeals court sides with Christian athletes. This is the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Sides with Christian athletes against Western Michigan University's COVID shot mandate. Western Michigan University likely infringed on the First Amendment rights of 16 Christian student athletes by denying them faith-based exemptions from the school's COVID-19 shot mandate, a 3-judge panel ruled. Okay. Meanwhile, Travis Tritt. Everybody know who Travis Tritt is? Here's a quarter called Somebody Who Cares. That's his song. That's not what I'm saying. He has announced that he will be canceling a number of shows due to venues requiring fans to either show proof of COVID vaccination, submit a negative COVID test, or mandating masks. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, he said in a statement sent to the Daily Wire, and announcing that any venue or promoter mandating masks, requiring vaccinations, or pushing COVID testing protocols on my fans will not be tolerated. Any show I have booked that discriminates against concert goers by requiring proof of vaccination, a COVID test, or a mask is being canceled immediately. That's going to include shows in Muncie, Indiana, Philadelphia, Mississippi, Peoria, Illinois, and Louisville, Kentucky. Many people are taking a firm stand against these mandates around the country, and I wholeheartedly support the cause. I've been extremely vocal against mandates since the beginning. Very good. Thank you. Meanwhile, all the mendicants have still got their hands out for more COVID money. I think this is a classic example of how whatever the government subsidizes, it gets more of. This is in the state of Rhode Island. There is Rhode Island has a $1.1 billion federal windfall for all this COVID-19 money. Do you know how much they've gotten requests for their $1.1 billion in COVID relief funds? $10 billion. $10 billion. The House Speaker said nursing homes want several hundred million dollars. URI, the university, wants a quarter of $1 billion. Crossroad wants it for the homeless. Stephanie Chafee, used the governor's wife, former governor's wife, wants it for the free clinic. Nancy Benoit, an ex-rep, wants it for Head Start. Boys and Girls Clubs. I could go on and on and on. For every $1 in federal money that we have as a state, I have received at least $10 in requests. A lot of people want money. Everybody wants money. You know what? Do you want money? I want money. I'll take some money. 844-500-4242. Anonymous says, Mass General Brigham did not provide criteria for exemptions. They did not say who was on the review board for exemptions, and they had no appeal process for denied exemption requests. That's signed Anonymous. The fact is, Anonymous, that the same complaint could be made by innumerable unions, I think, and associations of workers, certainly including the state police and the correction officers, the guards in the Massachusetts state prison system. And they got nowhere. They got nowhere. They one of them ran into an Obama judge, federal judge. The other one ran into a judge. I think it wasn't another Obama judge who also had an $89,000 a year state pension from Governor Parker, Governor Baker of Massachusetts. So I don't know how far they're going to get. I mean, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. I've said that for now a long time. I stole it from Lenny Bruce, but it's more true today than it's ever been. 844-500-4242-603. Don't lie. You got the shots just like everyone. I did get the shots. I never lied. I tweeted out when I got the first shot down here in Florida last January. I tweeted it out. I've never lied about it. I'm just saying it should be your choice. I made the decision that, there was less risk of a health problem than there was of having an airline problem down the road. That's why I got the shot. And I've never attempted to deceive anyone about that. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of cuts from before we go to the break. This is the Boston Police Union. Is it the Boston Police Union rep, or is it on the exemptions? I think it says on the cut sheet Boston Police Union. It may be the State Police Union here, but they're talking about the Baker administration has strung along people. Cut one.
Throughout this time, troopers either were vaccinated,
troopers, yeah,
resigned, or sought medical and/or religious exemptions. The administration, however, remains either unwilling to respond to exemptions or unable to decide on what accommodations will be made. Regardless, it is clear they have otherwise strung along the very men and women who sacrifice daily to protect the Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's the state troopers, not the Boston police. And here's the Baker statement. And again, no one is confronting him. No reporters are apparently confronting him on camera. You know, he gets a total pass from the amen chorus that is the Boston media. Where are they? I thought they were sticking up for the thin blue line, for the first responders, the heroes. The heroes are now zeros, apparently, as they just credulously accept anything, any drivel that comes out of his mouth. Cut to.
In the coming days, the administration will work with the small number of employees not in compliance and implement progressive discipline if necessary. At this time, the administration does not anticipate any significant staffing shortages in the immediate future.
Yeah, that's why they've called up the National Guard, because they don't anticipate any significant shortages. Progressive discipline. I like that. That's kind of an Orwellian statement, isn't it? Progressive. Yeah, it's very progressive. 844-500-4242. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. So does one of our listeners, Patrice from Arlington. She sent me something today. She just made her order for next week. She's getting prosciutto-wrapped chicken. That sounds pretty damn good, doesn't it? They have nothing but really, really tasty meals. She also ordered a fine dessert, Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough. That sounds good, too. I like
Patrice is not shy when it comes to ordering HelloFresh.
She loves it. And she said, you know, she said again, too, that the portions are very large. If you want to get a little more, you can order and pay a little bit more money. But the portions are very large, especially if there's only two people in the house or three people in the house. You're probably going to have a lot of food left over for the next day and maybe for even for a third meal. But it's a great product. It's delivered fresh to your doorstep, pre-portioned ingredients, and you don't have to go shopping. It gives you a head start on meals and frees up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. It's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, so HelloFresh saves me and Patrice and Taylor and everybody else both a trip and a buck. Plus, with farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15-minute recipes make for fast and no-fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like Melty Monterey Jack Burgers, or Crispy Maple Mustard Chicken are a hit for the parents and kids alike.
That's what I'm getting this week, Crispy Maple Mustard Chicken. That's a good standby.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Can't go wrong with maple. It's almost like bacon in terms of being a can't-miss item. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh, like the one Patrice is ordering, Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough for the cookies. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. And our poll question concerns a story that's in the Daily Wire. A Republican Senator, Bill Cassidy, not one of my favorites. He's a physician from Louisiana. He voted to convict President Trump in the most recent one. There've been so many of the trials. He's a gastroenterologist. But he is asking for annual senility tests for aging politicians. He said during a recent appearance on Axios on HBO that he wants cognition tests for aging leaders in all three branches of government. He said people generally begin a rapid decline when they hit 80 years old, although it can occur earlier.
What's that all about?
Biden, I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts.
No, it's different than going nuts. He's 78, soon to be 79. Pelosi is 81. Mitch McConnell is 79. I think Steny Hoyer and James Clyburn, the numbers 2 and 3 guys in the House, Democrats, they're both in their 80s as well. You're the kid if you're under the age of 80 in the House. So, Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Should elderly politicians be tested annually for senility?
Yes, absolutely.
85% of the audience agrees yes.
All right, 844-500-4242. I think Cassidy is suggesting 80 is the threshold, but he may be talking about – that's not going to happen, obviously. But I'm glad it's out there. You know, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's now a member of the House from Texas, a Republican, he was the White House physician for both Obama and for Trump. And he's been saying for months now, following a Biden speech, he said that was embarrassing. Yeah, but also funny. There is something so obviously wrong with Biden's cognitive fitness, it was hard to watch. He should not remain president for another second. We deserve better, much better. Yeah, but we may deserve better, but standing in the wings is Kamala Harris. Is she really better? By the way, this is one we missed the other day from Biden. I think this was from last Friday, and he's talking about... I'll just let him explain it himself. Cut three.
Then I realized when he'd be introduced by the voice of God. I get introduced by Johnny Scannafrani. So it took a while for me to figure all this out.
He meant to say introduce, and he said enter dice. Enter dice? He's brought up dice before, hasn't he?
Biden's losing it.
What's up with the craps? Were you playing in an alley with Corn Pop back in the day?
What, it was like, may the dice be in your favor.
That's
or something
it.
Like that.
That's right. May the dice be with you, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah, now he's being interdiced? Wow. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Good afternoon, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I have a Build Back Better story to tell you today that hit me personally.
Yes.
I was in my local Costco in Connecticut, in Enfield, Connecticut, and I went to get a rotisserie chicken for dinner tonight. All the ovens were shut down, the rack was bare, and there was a sign that said, "We are temporarily out of rotisserie chickens. Sorry for the inconvenience."
They were out of chickens.
No chickens whatsoever. Rotisserie chickens, not one. Or ribs, nothing. The ovens were shut down.
Howie, this sounds like a high-class problem that Paul is having.
Paul, are you a member of the consumer class, as it was described today in the Washington Post?
I hate to say it, Howie, but I have to eat. I know.
I know. I agree. I don't think it's too much to ask. I don't think you're whining if you complain about there not being any chicken or ribs at your local big box store. We're going to get into this. I've got to read this entire piece, opinion. Don't rant about short-staffed stores and supply chain woes. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. There was there were chants outside Southwest Airlines headquarters. I guess this was yesterday. And you can imagine what they were chanting. Let's play cut 18.
Let's go, Brandon!
This Brandon fellow is, but he's really getting people going across the country.
I got a call from a friend of mine who's flying out of an airport on the East Coast today, and he says that there's talk at the airport, and that's all it is. It's a rumor that Southwest will be the next airline to fold, and like Delta has already folded on the mandate. Like I think United has folded on the mandate, haven't they?
Well, Howie, that's my first story, actually. Southwest is dropping plans to put unvaccinated workers that are still waiting to be approved for a medical or religious exemption on unpaid leave starting in December.
Good.
Yes,
that's some good news.
2 hours ago, according to Fox News, instead, employees whose accommodations weren't reviewed or approved by December 8th will have to keep working.
They'll have to keep... That's kind of like what Charlie Parker announced on Friday afternoon. I said I was going to fire you, but show up on Monday, damn it.
These people are all doing the same thing as Biden. It's like it's all of these leaders who just go, I'm going to count to three. One, two and a half.
2 5/8.
And then they start going backwards. It's like, all right, you put your money where your mouth
and
is.
And then they announced, oh, well, you know, where's the OSHA regulations that you're going to use to fire us? And then they say, oh, they've been delivered for review.
They haven't.
Were they written in invisible ink or what? I mean, I'm not in any rush to get them, but where are they?
No, you had that story today in Howie's homework about how none of this, and actually I have to give credit, the Federalist was one of the first places I saw this story, but now it's in the American Thinker, and they're just talking about how none of this is written down. None of this is executive order. Right. This is just talk. This is just, it's like when you go into a store and people say, it's the law. No, it's not. That's not how it works. Right.
And we've been talking for days about how, you know, with the state police union, with the guards union, and now we're hearing the same way at Mass General Hospital, none of these edicts or, you know, non-binding edicts, whatever you want to call them, they're not signed by anybody.
No.
You know, so if this is such a momentous move to save lives, you'd think somebody would want to take credit for it. But nobody seems to want to take credit for any of these draconian measures.
Well, and I almost think, Howie, that was something that people really should have been more concerned about at the beginning of these lockdowns, is like, okay, on what authority is this happening? And I know in some cases it was emergency powers, especially in regards to the governors, but we need to all know our rights and know what is allowed, because a lot of this stuff, now that we look back in hindsight, doesn't seem like it was by the books.
No, I still don't think Charlie Parker had any damn right to impose all these mandates using a Cold War law that was passed in 1950, when people were concerned about an invasion by Uncle Joe Stalin and the Soviet Union and the Red Army.
Right.
This is ridiculous. And the fact that the courts backed him up just shows you how corrupt the courts are. A texter says, Marty Walsh, the former mayor of Boston, now known as the Secretary of Labor, he's changed his name, according to Joe Biden, to Walsh Marty. He said a year ago that these people were the front line. Now he wants them in the bread line, as the texter says. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, these people were all over all of the commercials. I remember writing a piece about this, Howie, where, you know, all these people were on the commercials for Dove Chocolate, for, you know, all of these different banks, Apple. It was all about the frontline workers, the first responders, our heroes. And rightfully so. It was actually nice to see them giving credit to people who were doing their jobs. But how that has changed is pretty mind-blowing. Now it's like, you know, get out of town, you're just kicked to the curb. You're given the pink slip if you don't obey. And yeah. It's amazing. And I've heard from people, I have a lot of nurses, a lot of friends who are nurses in this area. It's happening in a lot of different hospitals. You're not going to hear about it, but it's happening.
Yeah, and a lot of nurses can just get private work. So they're not going to suffer as much as some other people. But, I mean, still, they're still going to suffer because they're losing, a job and their, relationships they built, and maybe in some cases pensions are going to go by the wayside. They're going to lose their health care. And for what?
I think the best point about this was a nurse. I can't remember what state she was in. But she said, before we had a vaccine, you were all fine sacrificing, our well-being to work. And you were all fine with having us make those sacrifices. And nobody cared that we weren't vaccinated. And now we have a vaccine and suddenly we're not allowed in the building. Like, it's so bizarre. And there's nothing these people can say that makes any sense. And then you add on the fact, Howie, that these jobs we're talking about, first responders, especially nurses, most of them have already had it. They have natural immunity. That's the biggest part of this, is that there needs to be some sort of exception for people who've had it naturally.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why do they care so much about giving you the jab unless it plays back into Big Pharma?
I agree. Someone says they're not signed. This is 508, but it worked. My company put in a mandate and a cutoff date. I may lose my job over this. It's real to me and tens of millions of others. Hope and pray this doesn't extend to eventual boosters, age drop downs too. Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I mean, I don't want to keep getting vaccinated. I mean, they told me I was vaccinated. Now, when are they going to tell me I'm not vaccinated?
Well, now you can do a mix and match. So what was your vaccine, Howie? Were you Moderna?
Moderna, I believe, yes.
So if you wanted to get a little Pfizer, mix and match, this is the time, my friend. It's like wearing stripes
and
polka dots.
Can I get a chaser, though, with it?
You can get a nice...
Can I get it on the rocks?
Well, you're a credulous boomer, Rube. We'll give you a nice dose of Mountain Dew to, get it down. Get it down.
People
your
are
gullet.
Complaining too. We're talking about stuff being out of. The guy from Connecticut was talking about how he couldn't get ribs today or rotisserie chicken at Costco, and someone's saying Gatorade. I mean, that's a recurring theme. What happened to the Gatorade production facilities? No one seems to have any Gatorade.
Well, you saw that piece today about Procter & Gamble, right? I want to read you some of these high class products that people are having trouble getting. Paper based products, high class problem. I'm talking Tampax, paper towels, diapers. Once again, the products of the elite. Also, razors, toothbrushes, laundry detergent.
You could just borrow Joe Biden's razor, though. He had that long, lengthy, endless story about the razor yesterday.
Oh, please, please. Oh, my gosh. The towel, the shaving cream, the motel. Yikes, that was a horror story.
Gay bathhouses.
Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth, and the process of getting it from financing to figuring out which one I really liked. Everything was so easy and so fun. Everyone at Toyota is awesome. Make sure you tell them I said hi. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. By the way, Howie, speaking of the empty shelves, you remember the other day hashtag empty shelves Biden was trending?
Yes.
And it got a lot of people talking. It was like up in the 30,000 mark, which usually is when Jack Dorsey steps in and, the Ministry of Truth tries to clean things over.
Yeah, like when you couldn't mention yesterday that General Colin Powell died of COVID, right? Same thing, even though he did.
Yes.
It was still ruled, what do they call it? Prohibited.
Well,
speech.
On Twitter today, they have this little, or it was last night, they have this little section. It's called What's Happening. And this is where the Twitter czars, who's ever in charge of the, Twitter narrative, they come
Whoever
out.
It is, I guarantee he has a goatee.
Yes.
Even if it's a woman.
and they come out and they put on a little headline to make you know that whatever you think is happening isn't happening. Here was last night's headline. Ready? Miscaptioned images of empty grocery store shelves are unrelated to current global supply chain shortages. Multiple fact checkers report. The fact checkers are back. Glenn Kessler has returned from his nine-month-long vacation.
Paging Daniel Dale, whoever the hell that is.
Daniel Dale, they're back. They're back with a vengeance.
He just got a call. His pager went off, and he had to leave his shift at the drive-through window at Wendy's.
I just don't understand, though, how they tell us this. It's like, oh, the empty shelves you're seeing actually aren't because of anything. They're just empty. They're just empty, okay? Oh, okay.
People just don't eat the way they used to eat.
You know that story in the Washington Post that we're going to get to a little bit later on about how, you know, you're an ugly American, basically.
Yes.
If you're complaining about this. Did you notice, too, that they said, we're not going back to those days, say, in 2019.
Yeah, I did.
They used the exact date, 2019. Because they have no self-awareness.
And you know what?
No sense of irony.
Howie, you know what begs the question? Who was in charge in 2019?
When you could buy Gatorade and paper towels.
You know what we call that, Howie, now? I saw it on CNN. They were labeling a headline about how you can't get this endless supply of snacks. They now call it the before times. And I call it...
BT.
I call it BB, before Biden. By the way, Howie, one more update for the listeners, which I think people will get a laugh at. We were just talking about how Southwest is backtracking. They're not the only ones. The Biden administration scales back IRS bank monitoring plan amid growing pushback. There's been a lot of pushback about this $600 threshold because the administration is claiming, oh, we want to monitor the billionaires who are cheating their taxes. And under a new plan, the Senate...
Don't forget the trillionaires, too. He mentioned trillionaires a couple of weeks ago.
Can you imagine a trillionaire worrying about their $600 transaction? It's just insane. Under a new plan that Senate Democrats are expected to unveil, banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions would be required to report annually on accounts with deposits and withdrawals worth more than $10,000 rather than
$600. So in other words, just like now.
Yeah.
So there won't be any changes.
We're building back. We're not building back better, but we're building back.
So they announced the change that's not really a change.
Yeah, we're building back the same.
Just like when Biden says, oh, we're not going to spend $3.5 trillion. And then he says, because we're going to push back the child tax care credit, i.e. welfare for the unwed and the illegal aliens. That's going to only be for 3 years rather than 5 years.
Well,
we're supposed to go, oh, what a compromise. I guess Joe Manchin and Sinema are going to go along with it now.
I'm just a regular American trying to buy a rotisserie chicken.
We're the Sam Hill of the ribs, damn it.
How are you going to keep us down on the farm now that we've seen Perry and the rotisserie chickens? Hey, by the way, Howie, really quickly, this is going to make your heart feel like an alligator. I don't know if it's going to make Jared and Matt back there very happy, but on Thursday night, Joe Biden is having a CNN town hall, and here's a little update for people. I had reported this earlier. I did not realize it's an invitation-only CNN town hall. So I thought
that's the only kind that were.
So we're going to get some really good questions from regular Americans.
From the consumer class.
Howie, not just that, from the conservative consumer class, all the Bill Crystals and the Jennifer Rubens will be out in full force Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
So any questions anyone has, don't worry. Anderson Cooper will ask the tough questions come Thursday.
My question is the Thursday night football game that's usually on the NFL Network, is it going to be on Fox this week?
God willing.
Yes, it is. That's the answer. So in other words, I probably, undoubtedly won't be watching the press conference, or the town hall. They were even more ridiculous than the press conferences.
Your loss, Howie. It's going to be a lot of unity and a lot of eloquence in that room.
You think anyone's going to inquire about the absence of rotisserie chickens in Enfield, Connecticut? I'd rather doubt it.
This is really making me want a rotisserie chicken. There's nothing like it.
Well, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over. Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been procrastinating, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait to get your mouth back in working order, the more painful it's going to be and likely the more expensive it's going to be. Visit Perfect Smiles site today at perfectsmiles.com. Get your dental work done now and get it done by the best people in the business. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. How about if the Southwest Airlines people yesterday, the employees, were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And then today, the mandate has been basically repealed. They can call it a different word if they describe it with a different verb if they want, but it's been repealed. So what if the state police or the guards union or the workers at Mass General or the atomic workers at Los Alamos, what if they started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon"? Could that be like a negotiating tool? You'll stop chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," if they'll just leave you the bleep alone. How about that? That's what I would do if I were in the union negotiating team. 844-500-4242. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Howie, I was a member of the IBPO, and the president of our union was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And, I loved the union protection, but I hated the way they were spending our money.
Tell me about it. I felt exactly the same way for 30 years. Well, yeah, go ahead.
He has now flipped. As of 3 or 4 years ago, huge Trump supporter, saw the light. And I'm just wondering now if these police unions will wake up, and realize that the Democrats are not helping them. You gotta go conservative or Republican, and you gotta.
Don't you think most police unions have woken up though? I mean, listen. This is the. Let me play you a cut from Tracy McRae. He's the vice president of the San Francisco Police Union. Play cut 16. Hold on, Neil.
In a city of this size with the month of October and all the things that have been going on, that's going to put quite a dent into operations. But if you take 120 cops or even more off the street, what do you think is gonna happen? If I have a crime happening in the Bayview 5 car where Alice Griffin public housing is located, high crime area, or do I have to go to a woman screaming all the way across in the Betrayal Hill area, which one am I going to?
Yeah, it's good. There's gonna be triage in the 911 calls, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I was still on the job, I would have my blinders on, to be honest with you.
I don't know how you could not have your blinders on. We've talked about this, before, but, these cops, they used to have a lot of backup. And the fewer cops you have on the street, the less backup you have. The less backup you have, the less likely you are to make a risky stop. I mean, if you have any kind of discretion, you're not going to make that stop, period. I'm Howie Carr.